Well, big news for the Kansas City region. Kansas City, of course, covers four counties, but in the very top of that, Platte County, there's been a project that we've been working on and following at Missouri Net, and that's the CVS Pharmacy Distribution Center. They've been working on that for about a year and a half, and that distribution center will be opening soon. They'll cut the ribbon on it tomorrow, 762,000 square feet. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about the ceremony and this impact is Kansas City Councilman Dan Fowler, who will be at the ceremony. Councilman, appreciate your time. This is a huge project in your district. What does it mean for your district and your constituents?
Well, good afternoon, Brian. And it means a lot. It shows that we are able to use something like this, and business is able to use it to maximize Kansas City's position as a transportation network, and also its logistical abilities in conjunction with this highway system, rail, and airport.
Well, and you in that area, you just I think of it. I just think of 20-something years ago when I would drive up 29, and that airport at the time was kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and you've had things build up. This is about 3 miles from the airport in Skyport Industrial Park. What can you tell us about that park and where this is going into?
Well, the CVS facility is part of the Skyport Industrial Park. It is certainly the largest facility in that area, but there are others, too. There's another warehouse facility across the street from it. There's a auto auction that's very close by, and the area is primed for additional development, whether it's transportation-related or industrial-related. But this is the biggest thing going on up there right now.
No doubt about it. Is there rail nearby? I can't remember from being up there. Is there a rail line, and what would that rail line be if it is?
I believe there is a rail line nearby, but it's a spur. Okay. And I'm not entirely sure of that because, frankly, I haven't tested out. But most of the transportation into and out of the area will be by truck.
Yeah, absolutely. I-29 right there, and obviously you're not far from some of the other highways as well. What do you know about the hiring of the 314 jobs? Or are we going to learn some more details about that tomorrow?
Well, we'll probably learn some more details tomorrow, but they will be warehousing and distribution, they'll be fairly high-paying jobs. They all have excellent benefits, and we're looking forward to some hiring fairs. We've already had a couple of them to try to fill out their workforce. But we're very excited to have those jobs up here. One of the things we do want to do, and that we're encouraging the Kansas City Air Transportation Authority to do, is to make public transportation easier, not just to the CVS facility, but to the entire KCI industrial corridor.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned high-paying jobs with full benefits. Do you have a ballpark salary or not? And if you don't, not a problem. I at least want to check.
Really, I don't, but they would be in the upper 30s to low 40s because the facility, and that would be an average, qualifies for Missouri Works benefits. So they have to be in that range to get there.
That's really good news, obviously, for people who are looking for work. Final question, CVS, and you're familiar with them. It's a outlet. They're out of Rhode Island, as you know, and they are building all over Kansas City, and they're building in St. Louis. We haven't seen them yet, at least yet, in Columbia and Jeff City, but they are building. They're one of the biggest pharmacies in the country. What's your thoughts on them coming in?
Well, Kansas City is ideally located to have them in this facility in this area, because this distribution warehouse will serve a multi-state area. In fact, the head manager there, he actually has a multi-state territory that he has to serve, and he does that out of Kansas City. It's very convenient for him because primarily of our highway network, but given the amount of traveling he has to do by air, his proximity to what will in a few years be a better KCI that will be the largest economic development activity this city has ever seen in one project. But that's kind of beside the point. It's an excellent location for this type of warehousing and logistical facility. And I think CVS has shown a great deal of foresight to recognize that. Yes, CVS is a large presence and continues to grow. And we're very, very happy to have this warehouse in our area.
Is it the or one of the biggest projects you guys have seen in Kansas City? Just to clarify.
The KCI, Better KCI, is the largest single project we've seen in Kansas City.
Okay, very good. That makes sense. Absolutely. Councilman, anything you would like to add about this? Feel free, sir.
No, we're just very excited to have this open and operating. In fact, to a limited extent, it's operating now. They're starting out with about 50 employees and will eventually grow over the next couple of years to 350 to 400. Plus, there are associated jobs that go along with that, primarily in trucking and transportation-related industries. So it's going to be a very excellent economic stimulus to this area. We're looking forward to having them. We're looking forward to the governor coming here tomorrow to welcome them. And I think it's going to be a great event.